This is Arkies in the Beltway, your look at national politics and the Arkansans influencing the discussions. I'm Alex Thomas, Washington correspondent for the Arkansas Democrat Gazette, reporting this week from Little Rock, Arkansas. Thank you for joining us for this week's episode of Arkies in the Beltway for the week of June 1st, 2025. Arkansas may not seem like the first choice for a gathering of Democrats from across the country, but the natural state was where state Democratic leaders met in search of a path forward following last year's election cycle. The Association of State Democratic Committees held its spring meeting last week in Little Rock. The association includes top officials with Democratic parties across the country. Janie Cotton is the vice chair of the Democratic Party of Arkansas. She also serves as the association's Southern Regional Vice Chair.
What we are is the grassroots, because you have all of your leaders from across 50 states working diligently to get people elected.
The spring meeting occurred 4 months after Ken Martin took the role of Democratic National Committee Chair. Martin led the Minnesota Democratic Farmer Labor Party for more than a decade before Democrats elected him as the new national chair back in February. His time leading the Minnesota DFL additionally coincided with a separate tenure leading the association.
There's nothing that a state party is going to face that some other state party hasn't already gone through.
Martin accepted the DNC chair position as Democrats were evaluating their party's future in light of last November's election. Donald Trump had won a second term in the White House, and Republicans had secured majorities in the U.S. Senate and House of Representatives. Part of the problem leading up to Election Day, Martin says, was the Democratic Party's own brand.
There's research that showed for the first time in American history that the majority of Americans now believe that the Republican Party best represents the interest of the working class and the middle class and the poor, and the Democratic Party is the party of the wealthy and the elites. And sure enough, just to prove the point, right, the only two groups that we overperformed with last election cycle were wealthy households and college-educated voters.
Martin adds, while voters may support Democratic positions, they hesitate to support the party.
There's a perception amongst people that we're not fighting for them, and we have to do a better job of that. We have to grow a spine, stand up, fight hard for what we believe in, and give people a sense that we're not going to leave them behind.
Martin's focus as DNC chair has involved pushing the national party to support state parties and their efforts to field strong candidates. Under his leadership, Martin and the state association struck a deal to boost monthly investments in state parties, with parties in Republican-led states like Arkansas receiving an additional $5,000 each month. Association President Jane Kleb says the Democratic Party has to shift away from focusing on battleground states every election cycle and instead prioritize organizing everywhere imaginable.
This is really about getting back to the basics, because we have failed to do that for at least 20 years. We've relied on a battleground state model, and it has done nothing but make us lose elections across the country.
Martin notes the DNC also should not be the ones dictating how state parties should operate.
I mean, what always bothered me when I was in Minnesota is people in D.C. telling me how to win elections. I mean, I would tell them, you've never set foot in my state. What the hell do you know about Minnesota?
Cotton has faith in Martin, having endorsed his run for chair. She says she understands Arkansas is a conservative stronghold with Republicans holding most major public offices, but that should not exclude Arkansas Democrats from getting necessary resources to put forward competitive candidates.
If you all don't invest in the southern states and you just keep saying we got red states and purple states and blue states, then we'll stay a red state.
Kleb is paying attention to Arkansas as it concerns next year's midterm elections. While not naming names, she says Democrats are in a position to have a strong candidate in the second congressional district contest, with hopes of flipping Central Arkansas's U.S. House seat. Members of Congress spent last week away from Capitol Hill before the Memorial Day break. House Republicans were successful in passing a policy package, hoping to change government spending and extend the 2017 tax law. Two Arkansas House members had roles in putting together the legislation. Representative French Hill of Little Rock chairs the House Financial Services Committee, and Representative Bruce Westerman of Hot Springs leads the House Natural Resources Committee. Hill spoke about the bill after the House approved the measure in the early morning hours of May 22nd.
For my constituents in Arkansas, what a pleasure it was for me to vote that they're not going to face a 22% increase in their taxes. That 9 out of 10 Arkansans can use the standard deduction and have a simpler, straightforward way to file their taxes. That they can have the benefit of a more robust child tax credit. That's what House Republicans stand for.
Hill and Westerman's committees were each responsible for finding $1 billion in deficit reductions to occur over the next decade. Both committees exceeded their goals. The House Financial Services Committee put forward a plan with $5.2 billion in deficit reductions, and the House Natural Resources Committee had a bill with $20.2 billion in actions to cut the federal deficit. The House Natural Resources Committee's bill emphasizes actions for boosting domestic energy production, such as lease sales. Westerman told reporters the bill is a success not just for House Republicans, but for America's future.
There is no other option than to win for the American people.
The bill marks an important achievement for House Speaker Mike Johnson, who has struggled at times to manage the House Republican Conference with its slim majority in Congress's lower chamber. He'll acknowledge Republicans' past problems in uniting around their policy goals.
President Trump has said frequently, why can't the Republicans stick together like the Democrats stick together? Well, with the leadership of Mike Johnson, Republicans have stuck together and delivered on the commitments that we've made in the campaign and in our planning in this first 5 months of what's going to be, as President Trump argues, a golden age for the American people and the American economy.
Democrats scrutinized the package over actions changing Medicaid and nutrition assistance, including work requirements and forcing states to cover some of the cost with food stamps. The nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office warns 7.6 million Americans will lose access to Medicaid if the House GOP plan takes effect. 3.2 million people would no longer have food assistance. The Senate will now consider the package. Senator John Bozeman of Rogers has expressed interest in using reconciliation to address risk management programs for farmers. And that'll do it for this edition of ARCUS in the Beltway for the week of June 1st, 2025. You can stay up to date with all news involving Arkansas at ArkansasOnline.com. Special thanks, as always, to the team down in Little Rock. I'm Alex Thomas, and this has been ARCUS in the Beltway. Thanks for listening.